Hello, I am Pastor Shane. I'm 21 years old, originally from Saskatchewan. I attended Crescent Heights High School in Medicine Hat for my high school years. I grew up attending an evangelical church in my hometown. When I moved to Medicine Hat, I started attending an Anglican Catholic church and a Protestant church for youth. I've been to Pentecostal churches and others on my journey, so I've been around the block a few times regarding churches. I attended a Bible camp for 13 years up in Cypress Hill, Saskatchewan. I've always been involved in the church. It was my choice. My family didn't ever go. Most Sundays I'd go by myself, and some Sundays on occasion I'd go to church with my grandfather. I remember when I was about 5 or so, we lived on the other side of town, and it was midwinter and a massive blizzard was roaring outside. So I, being the kid on fire with Christ, bundled up and trudged through the snow to listen to the sermon. I believed in my heart Christ is Lord, and that he's my Savior. I believed so much it was engraved in my heart to never lose. In Romans 10:8, but what does it say? The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I believe and confess my faith in Christ led me to accepting him into my heart as my Lord and Savior. It's not just something I said, it's something I did. I proclaimed his message, follow him, trust in him, and do his work the best I can. For it isn't just by grace we are saved, but through the fruits we bear as well. We are called to do more than believe. We're called to proclaim his love and word, to declare the message that Jesus is Lord for all the world to hear. We're called to spread that message to all ends of the earth to bring the truth to others so they can know God raised him from the dead and they can be saved. So in the last year of working at that Bible camp, I was kicked out for my sexuality and believing homosexuality isn't a sin, which led me to write, and I wrote and published a book called The Gay Christian at age 17. The book uses strong biblical evidence and accredited professionals in our wonderful faith in many denominations who believe it isn't a sin and why. During the week to be my last at that camp I attended for 13 years, I was making my rounds to the cabins to ensure the kids weren't, well, killing each other. And one of them asked me a question and I saw no fault and I started answering. And the topic of homosexuality ended up getting brought up. And I quoted Leviticus 18:22, as many so-called Christians would. It's the easiest to remember. And that is, if a man lies with another man, as with a woman, he is an abomination and shall be put to death. So they asked my personal opinion, and I saw no fault and I gave it. I said, I believe it's not a sin. However, the camp would disagree. So that's why I got kicked out. But I believe God sent me to that camp and to be there that week because there was a young gay camper in that cabin, which I didn't realize until I was on my way home. And I knew deep down in my heart that this was the truth the Lord had shown me. And I knew that was my purpose for being there, so I could lead that boy to the fact and to let him know that Christ loves him for who he is. And Romans 10:10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth you profess your faith and are saved. And Christ filled my heart with his truth for me to profess my faith and all he has done for me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Christ's truth is justified in me through my heart. And Paul tells us in Romans 10:10 that our hearts are justified for us to know God's truth. We believe in him and the scripture through our hearts. For God is all-loving, so when we profess Christ as King, our hearts will fill with joy. For we know he is God and rose again, and we don't have to justify our faith to anyone but Christ, because it's with our heart that guides our belief. And I've had a significant calling to be ordained through the United Church, and I'm on track through attending school, and have received my Bachelor's of Theology with a minor in English, and completed my Master's of Divinity courses, and now on my 20-month SME placement. And there's such a presence of Christ here in the United Church. The United Church is inclusive, and we believe we are all the same here. And I haven't been part of a church like the United Church before, At Holy Trinity, where I was attending, there was three of us. Holy Trinity is the Anglican Catholic Church, so not a very popular denomination. And there's no other place like the United Church, and I'll tell you why. I was offered an internship at a Bible college in Lethbridge, a thriving young church for unchurched people. They told me they see sin as sin, and there isn't one higher than the other. I saw myself working in that church. One Sunday, they took me out for lunch after their service. I'd say it went swell. They found out about my sexual orientation and took the internship back. And they told me they didn't want one of their pastors to be gay because it's a sin and not okay. They since stopped talking to me immediately after and wanting anything to do with me, which baffled me because, as Romans chapter 10, verse 11, as scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all richly blessings and all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Paul tells us here that whoever believes in him shouldn't be put to shame. That we're all the same with the same Lord. And that church went against everything Christ teaches us. They even went against their statement of faith, seeing as their pastors lie and are sinners, and they won't let someone in a homosexual relationship because they see it as a sin. Even if homosexuality was a sin, Christ calls us as we are and not who we ought to be. Sin is sin, and what they did was not right and went against Scripture. That's why here in the United Church, it's different, and we have it pretty good. And we genuinely believe that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We are all the same as and see each other as the same under this roof. And we're taught the accurate, true word of God because Christ tells us we are all the same. There's no longer a separation of people. And when Christ came to fulfill the old covenant and create the new, he taught us of the love of God. And the greatest commandment is to love your God with all your heart, body, mind, and soul. And the second is like it. And that is to love one another and love one another as you love yourself. And that's what we do as a church. That's what I've come to find is what the United Church does. So don't take for granted the things and the gifts God blesses you with. Remember to profess Jesus as Lord for all the world to hear. To follow your heart, for it is what we believe and are justified in the Lord. Spread Christ's message of love and support those in the church, for we are all sinners and all the same in Christ. We are all the church. It's not just this building we come to on a Sunday, but it's all of us. We are the church.